Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Age of Radio.
Wes, I want to switch it up a little bit here. I want to see what your opinion is.
I know where Kevin's going.
You think I'm going to go alien?
I thought you were.
You know.
Paul Reed Smith. Oh, we're not talking to guitars? I'm sorry.
No. No. Two topics.
Sure.
First one, Black Eyed Kids. What is your thought on those?
I thought they had a good sophomore album, but Black Eyed Kids.
They went to hell after they got the second base.
Yeah. You know, once Fergie left, it was. I'll tell you what I think of Black Eyed Kids. And I think Black Eyed Children are literally demons. And I think they are demonic. There is a demon entity. Okay. But on the lowest level, like a rookie demon. And they use the Black Eyed Kids, the kid formation, to make it easier for them to get to you.
Okay.
Because people are more susceptible of it. Now, here's something very interesting about all these things. They will not enter your home without being invited. They always ask you to go over the threshold. There's something really weird. Dog men, too. They'll try to lure you out of your home, but for some reason, and I still have not figured this out, they're not allowed to come into your home unless they've been wrong.
I wonder.
Initially.
Yeah, and you know that you get into that with vampire lore pretty much across the board, no matter the culture. Also, where they can't enter without permission, they can't cross moving water, stuff like that. And then there's some cultures where you have the, like where vampire lore and werewolf lore are mixed so much that they're the same thing, where, you know, they'll try to get in, but again, they can't come in without permission. I wonder what that is.
I don't know if the home or the house, if you go back to don't take current times, but if you go back to beginning of time, biblical ish type of thing where, you know, God is God and the house is your holy temple. The house is your temple, or you can call it a castle, but it's your temple, because the house it should be filled with the Lord. They're not allowed to cross that threshold. And I think that's where may rest in it. Other than that, I find it very bizarre. I really find it very bizarre that, and I haven't found a really decent answer to why it does it that way.
The whole Black Eyed Kids thing, that's something that I don't know if it's been going on forever and it's just been started to be, you know, reported frequently since like the 90s, or if it just kind of popped up.
No,
because that was,
it's been around for a while. It's been not only children, but also women, black-eyed women.
Really?
Basically an innocent or a victim-esque type of entity, like person. Now, and I say women, not that women aren't strong, because my wife can kick the crap out of a ton of people. But,
same.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, I'm not messing with, especially with kids, forget it, you know.
Yeah.
But
my wife works in a lumber yard, so she's pretty rugged.
My wife's father, you know, she took a road test in his tow truck, you know, two brothers. Yeah, she's awesome. Hold her own. But it's I think it's at one point women were more on the frail side. They weren't as independent. And so they were considered on a meekish scale, like children. Or innocent. And I think they take that form because the innocence, like we said before, if you hear someone luring into the woods, like a baby crying or I need help, you know, it's in general, you're like, oh, what can I help you with, kids? And you step outside, the next thing you know, your soul sucked out of you.
Yeah, it's like, what is it? Latin America countries, they have the
La Llorona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have those, like, you know, it's a woman that, you know.
Yep.
Or with the woman in white. You know,
or a siren. Or
yeah.
Yeah. It there's something, and I think that's part of it. These current days, everybody's like, I don't know if it's the ultra right, you know, the Christian right or whatever, but everything's a demon. Bigfoot's a demon, aliens are demons, demons are demons, you know, I mean, depending on what football team they are, they're demons, you know.
Well, of course.
It's, a hockey team in New Jersey are devils. So.
No, they are total demons. I'm a Ranger fan, so it doesn't matter.
Especially, you know, Martin Brodeur, he was a demon in goal, if I remember correctly.
He was
a monster.
he was 100% the best goalie for a long time. Still, I know it sucks to be a Ranger fan. I have to wait another 40 years to get a cup.
It's okay. You can wait another 40 more. I mean, plus-ish, you know, I mean.
Well, at least there's the Tampa Bay whatever, which I call them Rangers South. Everybody in the Rangers that goes to another team wins cups.
I was like, hey, I've been a Red Sox fan my whole life. So,
it's funny.
Lots of disappointment.
I grew up in the Bronx. My father was a New York Giant fan, but they went to California, so he kind of rooted for the Yankees. His uncle was very good friends with Babe Ruth. So when he was little, he got a ball signed by Murderer's Row.
Yeah,
his dog ate it. I said, did you kill the dog? Or no.
And so that'll buy you a small island somewhere now.
Yeah, well, probably. and I told him at the time, I was a Red Sox fan. Because Yastrzemski, Rice, you know, all those guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love the Red Sox. And he goes, you're born and raised in the Bronx. How could you be a Red Sox fan? I'm like, it's very simple. Yes. You know, and he just didn't get it.
Like, you can see Yankee Stadium from here. What are you talking about?
I literally can almost see Yankee Stadium from where I am.
Damn.
But that being said, I think that they are on the demon side. And they're literally... It's kind of like a probationary period. They use it to build up to get enough credits or whatever it is to graduate to being like a better demon.
And okay.
It's like a starter course for demonic type of stuff.
So it kind of like jumps you up to the next level, kind of.
Yeah, I think so. It's like, you know, like well, how are we going to train them? Well, let's train them by taking the souls of, you know, use deception and whatever to get there. Something that's very interesting, and I don't want to get you guys kicked or anything, but there's something that everybody's being mandated for today. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, well.
And other people are calling it demon juice. And what's very interesting is that people have had the mandate. some of them have given birth to children. And a lot of these children are born with black eyes.
Okay.
And, I don't know if you're on Facebook or whatever, but there's or Telegram if you want. There's a video of a child that was just born. It's the black-eyed children, and it's just not right. There's something wrong with this kid.
Oh shit.
Huh.
Yeah, it's, and so when I used to hear from some people, you know, on their shows on like whatever YouTube, you know, follow a couple different people to call it the demon juice, and they may be onto something because there are a lot more kids being born with black eyes. Now, I've never ever seen black eyes like you see in like the X-Files and all those movies.
Supernatural.
Supernatural is, if you want to know how to do ghost hunting and protect yourself, watch Supernatural.
I think they get it. Like they whoever was the technical people for that show, they do a lot of research.
Yeah.
And even the lore and stuff like that, you know.
They're pretty damn accurate.
Yeah. It's, and when you find stuff on there that I'm like, yeah, as I'm watching through it and they're like bringing in things from different cultures and I'm like, what the hell is that? I've never heard of that before, and I've heard of most of this stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
Google, well, and see what we can find, you know.
One of the things I tell everybody, this is great for all your listeners to protect themselves on a daily basis. Salt.
Yeah.
Carry salt with you. Now, I used to carry salt in like a little bag, like, you know, those travel bags for if you're traveling, you put your drugs in it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I usually use kosher salt because it's more pure. That's the only reason. But salt is salt. And I used to fill it up and I was carrying it in my pocket. And I'm like, if I get arrested right now, they're going to think that is like an eight ball.
I'm thinking it's a giant pack of coke.
Yeah, seriously. Like, dude, you're doing a lot of coke here. And I swear it's for demons.
Take a hit.
You want to do a bump? You want to do a bump of salt? It's going to really burn. So what I've discovered is if you ever go out to a food place or you get food and they have those little salt packets, just grab a whole handful and put a couple in your pocket, put them in your car. If you're going to go talk to a boss or in a situation where it may be uneasy or may not go your way, here's a really good trick. Sprinkle a little salt in your shoes before you go into that meeting. And it's going to help you protect you.
Start off their demons.
Fire. Whether they're demons or not, it's going to help protect you.
Yeah.
That's the black eyed kid. Sorry about that. I was gonna say
I just got out of the automotive industry, and if you want to talk about working with, you know, demonic things there, then it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I guess the other one, you know, that super cryptid one, you know, that Mothman.
Okay, so I like Mothman.
Nice.
Are you talking about just Mothman or flying cryptids, flying creatures, humanoids?
Why not go both? Because I mean, there's another one down towards you that a lot of people have no explanation for, and that'd be like out in the Pine Barrens with the Jersey Devil.
Jersey Devil, right?
And I'm wondering if those are like similarly linked kind of things, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're on Discovery Plus and you go into the unknown, you'll see me on the Jersey Devil episode.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on that one. And I couldn't give them my real answer. I had to go with what the script was. And I gave them, you know, stuff based off of the legend and lore. But in my assessment, my appreciation, you know, I think, first of all, I do believe these are interdimensional beings in general.
Yes.
I don't think they're evil.
Uh-huh.
I just think that's what they are. They're interdimensional beings.
Uh-huh.
And I think some of them, or the Jersey Devil itself, I think a lot of it was a dogman versus a devil. Like, you know, what they're describing. Okay. But I think these are interdimensional beings that have gotten here. Through, it's going to be weird. The Mothman that was there in Point Pleasant, it hung out the dynamite factory.
Uh-huh.
Whenever you expend a lot of energy and you put that into the universe, I think they use that energy and it may have created rips in certain areas in that are anomalous areas like your Bennington Triangle and, you know, whatever, and they seep through into that area.
That makes sense to me, because, I mean, if you really, you know, if you look back into history where after the atomic bombs were dropped, like UFO activity like exploded directly after that.
Well, because they're curious as all hell.
Well, that, and they're like, what the hell are these idiots doing?
Right. I mean, I think they were very curious, like, oh, they've graduated to like real firecrackers. But
yeah, you graduated to something that we did a long time ago.
And they're, right, you know, like, hey, we gotta keep an eye out on these chimps and see what they're doing. You know, they've they've discovered fire now, and now this could potentially be a problem.
Do we have to wipe them out again, or
you know, some days I think maybe it wouldn't have been a bad idea.
It wouldn't have been a bad idea some days. Right? I'm with you on that. But I'll tell you what, going with the Mothman again, I don't think it was, you know, it was in the right place at the right time. And when things happened, it was attributed to them, like the bridge collapse or whatever. So I thought maybe it could have been like a prophet or something sent to warn like people that things were going to happen.
Yeah, harbinger of some sort.
Right. Yeah. But I think more so it's just an interdimensional being that found its way here. Currently, right now, I don't know if you know about Chicago. And
yes. The flying...
Okay. So if you take a look at some of those stories there, Ron Strickler is doing a kick-ass job with that. He does Phantom and Monsters. Great guy out of PA. He's saying they're ultra-terrestrials, and I'm like, I'm not on that just yet. But he may have more information, you know, because he does more research on it. But something that's very interesting and most people don't know is did you know where the first collider was in the world? You know, like the big collider out in Geneva?
Yeah. I thought I did.
Okay, it's Firm Lab, and it was in Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Oh, okay.
And it was ramped up really, really quick in the 90s, late 90s, and they started rocking and rolling with that. And they're charted with quantum traveling or transportation, right? So that was their charter. They do other things there, but around 2008, 2009, they were shut down immediately. Okay. I think what happened was, now this is really weird, in about 2008, 2009, when they were shut down immediately, the same year or time period, I forgot her name. I know it's Fiona. She was a paranormal investigator, was the one that coined the Mandela effect, because she thought Mandela was dead, right?
Okay. Yeah.
What I think transpired is the following. I think they were playing around with the collider. They did rips in time space in the multiverse, and it was shut down. And when it shut down, I think it still created a crack there or a rip there that interdimensional beings are coming through, hence the flying cryptids that are there.
Yep.
And also, it was the reason why we have the Mandela effect, and I'll tell you why. People born prior to that time remember certain things one way that are no longer that way.
And yeah, it's people like that are born, the Berenstain Bears.
Right.
Or the Ford spelling logo. Of it.
Right. Or Darth Vader saying, you know, Luke, I'm your father.
C-3PO, there was one there with the color of one of his legs.
Well, he was all gold previously. And then
all of a sudden he's got a silver leg.
Right. And it was around that time when it took place. I remember him all gold. I saw the original Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, when they came out, first time around.
But it's from the original footage, though,
okay, picture two timelines, same people. There's right now, there's two Kevins talking to a Brian, the same shit going on, but they're in a different universe, and we're in this universe.
And at some point in time, they've crossed.
2012, it definitely crossed again. But in 2008, 2009, when they cut that out, our universe up to a certain point joined with part of their universe. So when you say, well, in the history currently, if you look back on it, we're only picking up from that part. Everything prior to that event is actually back in the other verse. So right now, right now, if you go to the other verse, which we intersected with, they were going to say, didn't C-3PO had like a silver leg? I remember him having a silver leg. But in this one, he's all gold. And it's the reverse. And I think this is why. And because of that time-space rip, the other dimension, you know, other beings saw that crack or wherever, and they went through it. And that's what we have there.
Yeah.
Right now.
Huh.
So that's my theory on that.
I have a
it's gonna sound really stupid.
Yeah.
But if you've ever read the book series The Witcher,
I started reading a little bit, but I never was able to get into it. And by the
So something similar happened there. Was like everything was normal, and then there was some kind of a solar event where all of a sudden, like the two alternate planets like pass through each other,
uh-huh. Right.
And then all of a sudden there's monsters everywhere, and they have to have people to clean them up, and that's where
the Witcher comes. So that's basically the same thing, but we're playing with colliders,
and those things are terrifying. They're like, oh no big deal, we can just make a black hole.
And see, part of me also thinks that there's another explanation.
Sure.
You know, that there's you know, these people from, you know, outer space.
There we go. I knew it was coming.
That, aliens, huh? Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Well, no, that are working with us. You know, we have these places that, you know, I mean,
I'm not buying it.
It's like, don't get me wrong. I totally believe that there is other beings out there. I don't think they came here and built shit. I don't know.
I kind of go with that Christopher Walken in the prophecy videos. We're talking monkeys, okay? We're monkeys compared to what some of these beings that are here. And my personal opinion, I think I said it on Justin's, you know, Mysterious Circumstances podcast. They're here because their races are dead or dying, and they just want our DNA. They want nothing else to do with us. And all those people out there, they're like, oh, there's a Galactic Federation and they're going to help us.
No.
I don't know what weed they're smoking, but they got to get off the pot. It ain't happening. It's not happening.
I mean, probably not. I'm not going to, I mean, say that.
Well, I mean, you got to put it in
I don't want to bum
anybody out. Perspective, like opposite direction, what would we do? We wouldn't go there and be like, hey, what's up, guys? We'd go there and be like, okay. So we get these really cool things called missiles, and you're about to find out about them.
Yeah. Well,
our thing is,
shit, we do that here.
No, you know, we're humans. Okay.
Right.
We like death and destruction. So we would go there and dominate them and kill them. That's what we would do because we're a warlike, you know, race. We're not a peaceful, hey, you know,
we have our moments of peace, believe it or not. You know, it's not every week, whatever.
No, but I mean, we've throughout history, you know, but there's also things out there, like, you know, I mean, I don't know, just watch the shows, whatever. You just kind of like your eyes get opened up a little bit to like going, okay, hey, you know, did this really actually happen?
I appreciate some of the theories that are out there, and of course mine is a theory too, and you can take it or take it with a grain of salt. See how I threw that back in there? Salt, okay. But I just don't believe there's a Galactic Federation and they're here to help us. I don't believe that these
they're listening and they don't like this.
You shouldn't have said there was a Galactic.
I apologize again.
Oh, no worries. It's usually my internet being squirrely here.
You know, it's funny. I see my name twice now, which is great. Maybe that's my doppelganger.
we see two of you. So, you know, future and present.
That is bizarre. Technology at its finest. We can't even figure this out, and you think we're gonna go take over another planet? That ain't gonna happen. My father couldn't even figure out which remote worked the TV. You know?
But the thing is, though, if you stop and think about that, though,
yeah,
really, that's fun. It's kind of funny, interesting, because our advances in technology so quick, so fast, where we had so long of nothing, and then all of a sudden it was like,
right,
woo! Well, you know,
goes back to the agreement we made with a group of aliens saying, yes, you can abduct people, select people, and you're going to give us technology. And that comes from that agreement during Eisenhower and also during, you know, us reverse engineering craft.
Yeah.
There's things that we can do here, but we really need to get out of this planet to get other resources that we really need to go and blow up on a bigger level.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Eisenhower, he said to have actually, he was friends with Jackie Gleason, I think it was. Yep. And no, he was like,
Nixon was friends with Gleason.
Well, I was Nixon, either.
They went out to Area 51.
Yeah, it was like, hey, you want to take a trip? I'm going to show you some people. They're like,
yeah.
Yeah, oh, I met aliens.
There's no question in my mind. We've been working with a variety of different alien races for decades.
That's why I say, Dulce, you know, New Mexico. Yep. I think that, you know, if there's a base there, you know, there's something going on in little creation, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe something like the Jersey Devil got loose or was allowed to get loose by, you know, us. Hey, you know, let's just see what happens. You know,
it could. I mean, you know, there's a craft that's a triangle craft that's been seen all over the globe. It's ours. It's called the TR-3B. It does exist, even though people won't say it does, but it does. And we've reverse engineered it. We have zero gravity. We are, at this point in time, 150 years ahead of anybody else on this planet.
Yeah.
And we are not sharing our toys.
No, we're not going to. And that's why when everybody was screaming for disclosure, I was like, you're all idiots. It ain't happening.
It's never going to happen.
No, we have too many enemies in this planet, and you know it just won't happen.
No, the ancient alien theory and stuff like that. You know, I believe that we've been visited by aliens a long time ago. You know there's things that were created on this earth that you can't be like, well, hey, you know, I mean, yeah, sometimes humans did create these things, but they created them with a little bit of help.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, you know, for a long time, even growing up, I said, what if aliens were really angels or angels were really aliens?
Yeah.
And we've been helped that way. But in general, you got to understand that there are a variety of different races that are out there, from, you know, ones that look like reptiles to, you know, praying mantis to almost like a Bigfoot type of creature, grays, Nordics. I mean, there's a variety of different ones. Yeah, reptilians. Yep. And reptilians are very aggressive, and they may be here. They're more like, you know, we're going to kick ass, take names. But there are other entities that are here that are keeping everybody at bay at this point.
Yeah. And like, what was it? We did a episode with Justin on, the whole, fire in the sky,
Travis Walton.
Yep. I met him.
And how like he was talking about how, you know, basically, I guess he kind of met Star Children or Nordics, as they would be referred to, and basically that the grays were working for them or with them.
Well, you got to understand, so the grays that everybody sees with the big eyes, the little ones, you know, those are extraterrestrial biological entities. They're basically clones. They're worker bees. They're not very bright. They're not smart at all. They have abilities, but they're not smart at all. they're the ones that crash all the UFOs, mind you. They're driving them. I'm not kidding. And it's really, when I tell this to people, like, really? I'm like, yeah. There are taller grays that are called ambassadors. And they're the ones that actually, they're very articulate. And they do some communication with humans and like act as an envoy or an ambassador with them.
Yeah.
So those little grays are just, you know, they're just the hired help and they're really stupid.
Yeah.
but there are other beings that are a lot smarter and they have a goal. Their goal is the reason why they abduct people. Like I even said it to Justin at one point is they're trying to get fresh DNA to create hybrids to continue their races.
Yep.
And some of them have the taste of human flesh. They like it. Tastes good. I mean, you talk about cattle mutilations back in the 70s and 80s, you know, where they find these cattle with their eyes sockets taken out. And
yeah.
Blood.
Oh, yeah.
But no one talks about all the human mutilations they find, too.
I didn't know that was a thing, to be honest.
That
with
is
you.
A very big thing. And
no
it
shit.
Looks, no shit. And exactly the same type of MO. And it's being debated because no one, you know, we haven't gotten full information on this. It's been leaked out. Someone always leaks something out, but they're either these extraterrestrial biological entities or grays that are going out there and, you know, having a field trip, unauthorized field trip and abducting people and eating them, or they're just going out and eating them, some races.
Yeah.
They're abducting people and then they kind of get, you know, something must happen where it quells for a while and then they stop doing it. But yeah, there's a lot of people, humans, that have been abducted and end up as food, like in V, you know, that old TV show.
Oh, yeah.
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 You know, so with the Beastmaster at the helm.
Yeah.
In that old series, which I thought was great. But there's a lot of truth in a lot of the stuff you see on TV. It's really weird, but it's you find out later on, like, oh, that's based on something. And some of this information may be leaked out to let people know, like, don't just think these people, you know, these entities that you meet are here to help you. If they have the see, now here's the thing. These different beings have such skill and are so more advanced than us, they could take us out in a heartbeat. So clearly they're not all here to destroy us, right? Because we'd be dead at this point, you know.
Yeah.
But they're not here also to help us. They're here for themselves. They're here to help themselves. And I don't want to down anybody about the Galactic Federation thing. And until I get abducted and I'm actually, you know, go see the Galactic Federation where they sit down and they talk about it. My research points to them. It is no such thing. And they're here to get DNA, which is fresh from us, and create hybrids of themselves. That's it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, like,
and they gotta have, you know, you gotta have places to. I mean, like, you got, you gotta have like little roadmaps. You know, places that okay, hey, you know, this is here, this is there, like Nazca.
Right.
You know, yeah. I mean,
make a left over there and hit the gas.
This is what this planet has to offer. Hey,
well, yeah,
you know?
I mean,
like, almost makes you wonder what else they're abducting out there in other places, though, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people that, getting back to Bigfoot, they think, oh, Bigfoot's the pet of aliens. Bigfoot's not the pet of aliens.
No.
Aliens take an interest in Bigfoot because they can travel interdimensionally. That's why they're curious about them. You know, I believe that interdimensional travel is big for a bunch of different, you know, races of and eventually will be doing it. And they just travel on the same highway, the interdimensional highway, and they just pass them by like, oh, that's the Bigfoot family we thought, the rest stop, you know, and that's what it is. You know,
yeah,
they were such a lovely couple. I don't buy the whole they're not here. If they would have helped us by now,
right? Yep.
It's just not gonna happen.
Or they are helping us, but it's, you know, let's keep it to the, you know,
there's rumors on a low level. Yeah, there's rumors that the reptilians are involved and they're doing some nefarious things. And you got to understand that you got to read. There's a book by Derek Tyler. It's on Amazon. An Inconvenient Truth with Aliens or Aliens.
Yep.
Inconvenient. I'm friends with him. He's freaking awesome. And I've read a ton of stuff. I've investigated a ton of crazy stuff. And I read his book, and it scared the hell out of me. Because he's a multiple abductee.
Is that Alien Contact, The Difficult Truth?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. When I interviewed him, he goes, here's a copy. Read this first. And he gave me the couple of chapters to read first. And I was like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. That's how it was unnerving. Huh. And in that book, that you'll understand everything. He breaks it down for you, and he's a really incredible person. You know, super smart. He's been through a ton of crap, multiple abductions, not just by aliens but by humans, because humans, our military is abducting people right now, posing as aliens.
I have heard some stuff about that before, where it's they'll come in like elaborate costumes, snatch you out of bed, do a bunch of stuff to you, then like drug you and put you back to sleep. Yep. Kind of runs back stuff to like MK Ultra kind of, you know.
Yeah, back then. It's a psychological operation, and I'll tell you another thing. They have cloned. They make their own grays. The grays can do it. It's. There was one time he was being abducted, right? He had multiple locks on his door. He lived in like a super type of, like, you know, I think it was very well built, like concrete walls, the whole thing. And it didn't matter. These things they just walked right through the wall. And when they took him out, they took him through the wall. It was insane. He's a great guy. If you can get him on, or I could see if he'd like to come on. You want to talk to him?
Oh, but, yeah. Yeah.
He's
I'm building a list.
Look, I'm all about, you know, on my show, when we have people on there, and we do the paranormal stuff too, but I also like to, you know, do other things. Like I did a show. We did it on music recently. You know, I'll change it up a bit here and there. But I try to put people on that are worthy of being on. I also like to put people on like yourselves, you know, if you want to come on. Talk about what you do and how you got into it.
Damn, hell yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm all about, like, you know, dude, network, and yeah. I'm not getting paid for this crap. I'm spending too much money on it. My wife, like, what'd you buy now? I'm like, oh, well, I bought a board that I can hook up through. You know, I bought this really cool this piece that will allow me to take through my live stream through Bluetooth. I can take Bluetooth phone calls on the live stream. It's awesome. And there's a couple of sound effects too, you know, but other than that, she's like, oh, how much was that? Did I tell you it lights up?
See, my rule of thumb with that is that when she asks about the price, I usually just subtract about $100 from it. Like, yeah, that was great. It was on sale. Sweetwater's awesome.
Yeah, I just tell her it was cheaper than our children. And they were pretty expensive. They still are.
Well, for us, for the podcast, we don't, like, I mean, we're you know, it's, there's two of us.
So, right.
And
but still, I get questioned. Well, how much was your half of that? Not as much as it could have been. You know, hey.
Kevin put in a little bit more. You
know. Yeah. Honey, we needed the Marshall amp. That's what we needed for. So we can hear the guests.
Exactly. Yeah.
Duh.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, we got to have that kind of things.
Yeah, but we've been doing this for almost 4 years now, and finally we're at a point where we're like, hey, I think we got all of our equipment and stuff squared away. Like, we know how it all works. We got good stuff. We don't sound awful usually. Like, I think, you know.
You guys sound great.
I mean, and then eventually it'll be like, oh, hey, so I found this $400 microphone, and I bought it because I wanted it, you know?
Yep.
And then she'll beat me to death with it.
I used to go out before the kids, and I got like great deals on the Blue Yeti, Mike. It was really good. I was getting them for $50, and when they were like $200, and she's like, you know, how much are you spending on it? And then she would look it up to check me, because that's what wives do. They check.
They do.
Yeah, it says right here it's $200, and I show it on the receipt, $50. you know, if you do that a couple of times, they don't question as much.
So what my wife did was we have pellet stoves in our house, to you know, for the heat in the winter.
Cool.
And we went to Home Depot one night, and I handed her my card because I was like, I'm just gonna run to the bathroom, just, you know, scan it out, whatever. So there's this part where after you cash out, you can put your email address in to get all of your receipts automatically emailed to you. And she connected her email address to my card. So every time if I spent like, you know, you go in and buy like tools and stuff, it's like $150, $160, I'd get a text message like, hey, what'd you just buy? LOL. And I'm like, oh, damn it, I forgot.
You better unhook that. Say, it's like, you know, but, I gotta change my email. I changed my email address.
Right.
Just get that off there.
But how that ended up working is like, listen, if I got to do projects around the house, there's stuff that I need. And if I can buy new stuff each project, it's perfect. And I somehow convinced her that's a good deal.
Hey, it works. And they're listening, taking notes right now. Like,
exactly.
I heard you on that show.
I'm a semi-professional at getting away with stupid shit. So
yeah,
I've been doing it a long time, but you know.
It's all good. It's all good, because in the end result, as long as it brings in X and they're happy, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
You don't have to have cryptids or aliens or any of your life. If you have a very upset wife or spouse, you're dead in the water.
Yeah. It's like, I can only spend so much time in the studio per day. And like, I don't have anywhere to sleep unless I'm going to curl up on the floor, you know?
Exactly. I mean, like, at least you guys have a studio. I'm in my kitchen right now. you know, until we move, you know, I was toying with painting the room that they want to give me all green. So I have a giant green screen.
Oh, but that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I just thought it'd be really weird. So instead, one of my buddies, he makes life-size Bigfoot heads.
Nice.
And Sasquatch and dog. And I was like, I'm buying one and putting it in the room. She goes, no, you're not. I'm like, this is my room. I don't have it's not a man cave. It's just my kids won't come in after that. If I put a clown up and a Bigfoot head, I'll never see my children again.
Right. Yeah. It's like I've got this little I don't know, it's probably like 10 by 13 room. Yep. And I got like all my horror movie posters up, my little, you know, my bookshelf and my action figures and shit. And I'm like, this is my space. I got my little mini fridge.
Yep.
You know, I think the only other person that ever actually comes in here is Kevin.
Hey.
You know, him and the dogs, but you know.
Does he know the password?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let me the fuck in.
I finally put the door back on, so now he has to open it.
that's the difference when you know, I'm gonna go to Florida, not totally by choice. I wanted to buy some more land, you know. I wanted to be able to like do skeet shooting on my property, you know.
Oh, nice.
But I can't in Florida. I got a smaller place. And so there's no basement. I'm like, who's heard of that crap? No basement. You know, you gotta have.
Oh yeah, down there. That's a big thing. It's like, it's just all slab stuff.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, I mean, everything out there is trying to kill you anyhow. So it doesn't matter.
That's why I live somewhere where it's cold constantly. There's no poisonous shit. Well, there is, but not as much.
I am so sick of the cold, though. You know.
yeah.
But at least you have, you know, you, what you can do is you can put up something else. You know, a lot of times even. I think even the smallest place I've ever seen in Vermont was pretty damn big, you know, as far as property wise. Like, it's always, you always get an extra something, you know. It's like, yeah, we can put a shed up there.
Yeah. You know? It's like I've got just a hair under an acre. We've got enough room for our small fleet of chickens, you know.
There you go. You're self-sufficient.
Getting there. Well, we're not allowed to eat them because they're pets. Like, well, The ones I order next year that are only around for about 10 weeks, they're not going to be pets. So
when you actually get chicken to eat at night, does she go, which one was this?
Oh, no, no, oh my God. We had one die and she cried. I'm like, dude, it's a chicken. Like,
yeah, it's
these things make soup and eggs. That's all they're really good for. It's a walking omelet. Like it's not a pet.
Hey, I'm all, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Like, you know, my aunt is a vegetarian. We go out. I'm a meatitarian. So
yes, secondhand vegetarian. Like, all the stuff I eat was a vegetarian at one point.
And the only time I tell her, I said, I eat plenty of beef. I just don't do veal because I want to be able to get a cat, you know, like a jacket out of it as well.
Yeah.
And she just looked at me like, you're just pure evil. But like, oh, it's the truth.
That's, you know, fun though.
Get a couple of belts out of it, you know, like,
really a pair of boots or something. It's a waste of time. Yeah.
It's a waste of time. Total. But yeah, no, we can't even have chickens down there. I mean, I think that would be odd. You know, I want to get a dog again, and my kids are like on my team, but they want this foo-foo stuff, like, you know. And I tell the kids, I said, "What's daddy's rule?" And they go, "Anything under 60 pounds is a cat."
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're not getting a cat anymore. We're gonna get another bull terrier. You know, banana nose, the whole thing, nuts. Nice. That's what I want.
Yeah. I've got a beagle something or other mix. We thought maybe basset hound, but then I'm thinking maybe Dotson, but he's built like a beagle and he's got to be 45, 50 pounds. He's stocky. And then we have we got a free golden retriever. So
there you go.
And a she's free a goof. One. Yeah. Cool. My wife's aunt, her and her, partner went to Alabama for a couple of weeks for a wedding and some other stuff down there. And she's like, they're like, yeah, just, you know, just keep an eye on her. We'll, you know, we'll come back and get her. And it turned into about a month and they came back and I'm like, no, this is our dog now. She's like, yeah, we kind of figured. Yeah. Like she's settled in. She doesn't sleep in the kennel anymore. She doesn't remember you guys. So it's my dog.
Yeah. You know, it's a totally different. Yeah. I've been there. My brother had a Rottweiler. And he was my dog.
I mean,
and weird. Then Kevin has a German Shepherd that every time I see it, he tries to eat my hair.
Listen, she's a very much of a pain in the ass little girl.
Well,
but
she's a puppy though, so
she's only 9 months old. Come on,
oh my God. But you got a great dog there that's very trainable. I mean,
oh,
well, out of all the three you just mentioned, guys. The German Shepherd is going to rule.
Yeah.
Only because it's really, really trainable.
But the Golden Retriever, though, is...
she's just a goof.
But they're, like, super trainable, though. They're, like, you know...
They really are, you know, but, like we had Welsh Terriers, which were, like, these small... Everybody thought it was a mini Airedale. I'm like, no, it's a Welsh Terrier. There's other dogs besides Airedales, you know? And any dog is trainable, but the some are just, like, are built to, like, take commands,
you know? Oh yeah, you know? And they'll do more for, you know, as far as for you know, I mean,
and mine does a pretty good job making sure the couch doesn't run away.
Yeah,
oh much. If my dog wasn't eating and sleeping, he'd be humping, and that was it.
Yep.
To the point where, like, I had friends over before we had the kids. He was our first kid. And my buddy's like, dude, he's still going. I'm like, just watch the movie. He's going to be there for hours.
don't worry about him. Just
don't worry about him. He's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
He ain't hurting anybody.
Stop and have a smoke in a minute. Give him a break.
Yeah. We have a friend of ours that he had a chocolate lab.
Yep.
That we'd be like, you know, just sitting there watching a movie or something, and in his living room, and all of a sudden,
just pounding away at something.
He's pounding away at a pillow. We're like, what's going on here? He goes, don't worry about it. He'll be done in it soon. You know?
Exactly. You just get so used to it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, I saw this little thing they sold it at Costco. It was like a small chair, but it was in the shape of like a stuffed animal, like leopard or something. Whatever, yep. They made it like it was a lion. One was a lion. So I bought it. I bought it at Costco. I brought it in the house. My dog went over, sniffed it, licked its ear, and I put it down. He mounted that thing like it was going out of Christmas. And I said, I told you he was going to like it. My wife's like, you're not right. And I'm like, fuck. What are we supposed to do?
I know my boy. You know, what can I say?
Just let him go for it. Big doggy porn. We'll put it on YouTube. We'll make millions of dollars.
And there's some weirdo out there that will watch it.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's weird because there are a lot of weirdos out there. But what's cool about having a dog also versus a cat, no offense to cat people out there, is there's a big protection factor when that thing peeks in your window.
Yeah.
You know, at the middle of the night. So it's always nice to have. And, you know, that's where it comes in handy.
Yeah, for sure. I like four-legged alarm.
With my dog, yeah. It's like, you know, peek in my window. You know, she'll give you the business. You're not. No, I mean, yeah, you know, she's. But then if she knows you, well, it's all over. You know, you got to pet her. You know, she's like, oh, come here.
Yeah. It's hilarious. Like our beagle, like he barks at everything. And so you're just like, whatever. It's when the golden retriever starts barking that I'm like, oh shit, what's going on? Because she doesn't bark at any, like you could have like a little cookie in front of you, like speak. And she just sits there and stares at you. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. When she starts barking, I was like, okay, what's who's here?
That's good though. That's
the problem with with Ruger though, the beagle is he's seen some shit.
Yeah.
When I say he's seen some shit
here.
Like he's seen the ghosts.
I heard about that with upstairs. Yeah, let me tell you something. My grandmother had to have some kind of surgery long, long time ago. She lived in a house by herself, and the alarm went off, and I'm like, okay, that's weird. You know, maybe they know that no one's there. So I went over to the house, and I took my brother's Rottweiler, which is mine. Yeah. He's about 150 pounds, and he was fairly trained. And I walked, and we went in the house. We went down the first floor, and we heard something on the other floor. And I said, "Let's go." And he would not go up those stairs.
Yeah,
like, and nope, when your dog doesn't want to go, that means you get the hell out of that.
Yeah, you shouldn't be going either.
Yeah.
So I got out. I called the police. I said, "My dog won't go in there. Maybe your dog will." Their dog didn't even want to go in there.
Really?
Wow.
Yep. It was weird. They walked up there, they went up, and they found that curious, didn't find anything or anyone. They found that like one of the tapes was broken downstairs, but the dog wasn't going up there.
Yeah.
That's some, when dogs kind of cower from something that you can't see, it's not there. You're like, oh crap, that's weird.
Yeah. Or when your dog, like I had a Cocker Spaniel that passed away last year, and
that's a tough thing.
Yeah, he was 13 and he was an old boy. Well, I had lived with my parents for a while, and he was maybe, I don't know, 3-4 years old at the time. Like next thing I know, the dog is like up on my bed. I don't know what happened. Like if somebody paid me a visit or something.
Right.
And it scared the living crap out of him. But he got up on that bed and he was just shaking.
Yep.
And I was like, whoever's here, stop it. Leave him alone. It's, you know, get just go.
Right.
You
know, you got to do that. You got to be, you know, people that have these haunted houses or whatever, ghosts and stuff. You own your house. It's yours. You tell them. And I tell it with some people, I have to say, you got to put your big boy pants on and say it like you mean it. Get the fuck out of my house.
And, you know, that's the thing is with everything here. I mean, all of the weird stuff that we've had, none of it has seemed.
Nefarious.
You know, yeah, hasn't been like malevolent or violent or anything. It's just like,
wow. Except for when your wife got smacked with a pillow.
Yeah, that was the weirdest one. But
really, that's a little odd.
She was sound asleep, and I was right next to her, and apparently she got hit from the other side of the bed with a pillow.
That's strange.
Like, I don't remember, you know, and like I sleepwalk, so I'm like, did I maybe get up and just like swat her in the head with a pillow? But she said that she rolled over and grabbed my arm, and I was right there. So unless I'm really quick, I don't think it was me.
That's kind of odd. She felt it was a pillow, but it may not have been a pillow. It could have been it could have been them just doing it through a sheer force. I mean, then again, you don't know. When you're sleeping, it's kind of odd.
Right.
You know, it's very weird what goes on. Like I told you, my house is pretty much a very active spot, my apartment. And when I get into bed, this is really weird. It's a little bit weird. It doesn't bother me anymore, especially because if I'm going to bed, I'm really tired. Leave me alone. Yeah. I'll be lying in bed and I'll feel at the end of my bed where my feet are, I'll feel the bed go down, like someone's sitting there. And then I'll feel some movement, and I just, my wife's like snoring, you know, like a monster. And I just go, I just literally say it, cut the shit, get the fuck out of here, I'm going to bed.
Right, take a hike.
And then it stops, it does stop. But I don't know who's sitting there, but, you know, you know when you feel that movement in your bed, especially if you had a dog before in the bed.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like that. Now, my dog, unfortunately, had kidney failure. Oh. So a little bit after 7 years old, we had to put him down to help him, you know, get rid of his pain. And I can tell you straight up that my dog has made several visits to my place in that time, to the point where my daughter came running out. No Jake in bed, no Jakey kissing me. And I'm like, okay. And he wasn't allowed in her room to do any of that. And I go, he's in your bed? He's like, yeah. So I went over the bed and I just moved my hand in the bed and I pulled a hair in my hand. Whoa. I know he was there. Huh. But I asked him, I said, I know you're gone. I miss you. You know, watch your sister. You know, that's what I always told it, that's your baby brother. That's your big brother. Yeah. And he did it. And I always said that he's my guardian angel. You know, he'll be here 24/7. It's weird because when he passed away, we cleaned every aspect of our apartment. I mean, repainted, vacuumed, everything. Everything was out. There's no hair in this place anymore. And for his hair to appear is just, I guess it's miraculous, you know, or it's credible.
That's crazy.
I mean, I had my mom and dad's dog that, like, you know, we were actually in the middle of a break from the podcast,
right?
And Kevin had gone next door to his parents' house because we were recording at my parents' house in my old basement,
right?
And there's a set of stairs, and I literally heard my dog, my mom and dad's dog, bark. Like, you know, she did, like, not really bark, but like a little yelp, like she, you know, had to go to the bathroom. Let me out. Come on, Kevin. Let me out, type of thing.
Yep.
You know, and I'm like, instinctively, I just said, okay, Zoe, I'll be right there.
Right.
You know, it was like one of those things. Like, hell, right after I put my dog down, you know, had to put him down.
Right.
I don't know if it was just, you know, my brain playing tricks on me or, you know, me just kind of like remembering him. But like that night that, you know, for a few nights, I was just heard him, you know, little yelps or something, like when he had to go to the bathroom or whatever.
I will say straight up, without a doubt in my mind, your dog was there in the house.
Probably, yeah.
100%. Because same thing happened to me. My dog was like my grandmother, this old woman. She would like, you know, like sigh like that.
Yeah.
My dog used to sigh.
Yeah.
It's just like, you got to be pathetic. So he'd be in this one area that was his spot. And we were sitting there and we heard, and I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
And my wife looked at me. I'm like, I was like, Jake. And, you know, that was it. You know, he didn't come out or anything. You know, he was long gone. And I'm like, holy crap, that was him. I think they pay you a visit to let you know, like, I'm okay. You know?
Yeah. And I think he, with my current dog, Runa, my German Shepherd.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but I think it was, I don't know, like, if a dog can do it or what, but it was like almost like it was fated to be that, you know, we meshed like from like within hours of each of being with each other.
Yep.
She was mine and I was hers. You know, we stopped at the Crown Point Bridge in that goes over Lake Champlain. We right. stopped on the Vermont side and I let her out and she instantly like followed me wherever I went, wherever I'd walk back and forth. And Kevin's brother was with me. And he's like, do you see what she's doing? I go, what? He goes, she's right behind you this whole time. Yep. She will not let you go. And they like got to my parents' house. My dad's like, you know, yeah, she's, you know, she is your dog.
Yep.
You know, she like immediately bonded with you. And I'm like, well, something said, hey, you know,
get this dog.
Yeah, you're meant for this dog and this dog is meant for you.
It's just the way it works. It's weird. There's people that they get another dog after their dog passes away. They kind of feel guilty because, you know, it's not their other dog. They'll get a same breed or whatever yep. it is. And what normally happens, people have reported it happening that there's been the dog will do something that's just like their other dog.
I was just about to talk about that, actually. Like
once or twice. It'll do it just once or twice, and then it never does it again. And a couple of people have said that's your dog saying, it's okay to have this dog. I give you, like, kind of permission to get another one.
Yeah.
That's the okay from the dog. Like, yeah, that's fine. You can do that. You know, I'll be all right. And the cool part about this is that I thoroughly believe that when you pass on and you go to the other side, every one of your pets is going to be there. So
it's going to be the best.
Yeah, well, it's going to be freaking odd. My dog's head was like a missile, you know, and that was my boy. That was, you know, he was a 68-pound lap dog. This dog used to, like, I'd sit on my couch, do something, play a video game or whatever. He'd come up behind me, just rest his head on my shoulder, and he'd stay there or in my lap. Yeah. Like, he always wanted to be wherever I was. We had, like, one of those, like, I guess, zero-gravity chairs, right?
Yep.
So, because I had a bad back, I got a cheap one, you know, but it worked. And I'd go in the zero-gravity, so I'm up just about upside down, like, you know. Angle. Next thing you know, he's crawling into my lap and he's lying on my chest and I'm like, I can't breathe.
Yeah, like, buddy, you gotta move.
And he's just wagging his tail, looking at my face. I'm like, dude, get off me.
I know what you're talking about, because my 77-pound German Shepherd does exactly the same thing. She's like, hey, you're sitting down. Either A, I'm going to bite you, or I'm going to get up in your lap and I'm going to get up all up into your shit, you know? And it's like, hey, I'm going to crawl up over your head. Exactly. And, you know, my paws are going to dangle over and I'm going to lick your head, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that to you, you know? So
our Golden does that. I'll lay on the couch and she'll like climb up and she'll lay down by my feet and she'll put her head on my feet and kind of like huff at me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what do you want? And she'll like start to like sneak up the couch, and then she's standing next to me and just flops. Like, oh my god, just lays there and licks my face. I'm like, you jerk off, just get off of me. I can't breathe.
Let me tell you something, you know.
And she's happy, so it's like, yeah, whatever.
That's all that matters, you know. And we're
exactly,
you know, it's funny. My buddy Al had a German Shepherd, and he, you know, he never got another one. It's difficult when you lose a dog. And my wife said, if you get another dog, we're getting divorced. So it was like, well, you know, don't give me those odds, because, you know, you may lose on that one.
Right.
You know, he's always happy to see me.
Dogs never yelled at me.
Right. But, you know, I was talking to him fairly recently, and I said, you know, it would be kind of cool if one of us or both of us had a dog, because it'd be great to take on investigations. You know, I always like to see the dog's reaction to things. You know, I was asked by somebody to review some footage that people were claiming it was demonic possession, and it was a demon having sex with some woman in bed, right? And that's what the succubus. Yeah, no, this was like the devil or real demon, not like succubus.
Oh.
That's a totally different animal. but those do that too with you. But and she says, "What do you think?" I said, "I think it's bullshit." And she goes, "Why?" I said, "Look at the video of them, you know, where she says you're just having sex, right?" It's like, "Yeah." I said, "Not one of the dogs is moving. The dogs are still laying there. Dogs would never be in that room if that thing was real. Dogs are smart. Yeah. They get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah,
you know they know where their bark and bite end, and we're like, oh, holy crap, this is real. This is real stuff.
But that fight or flight kicks in, they're like, I need to leave now.
Yeah, you're on your own, sucker.
Yeah. You got this one. You can handle it. I think.
Yeah, see ya. You got it, big guy. You gotta go. I got theater tickets. I gotta go. I mean, I had a blast on your show right now. I don't know how you guys are doing. I mean, I gotta get up early tomorrow.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
No, you guys.
No, I'm with you there.
But I thank you for having me on, and anytime. If you want me back, I definitely would love to have you guys on and just talk about what you do, because it's fun. You know, this is the type of podcast I love to listen to because they're real.
And that's what I love so much about this community is everybody. I mean, from the time we started, I think I had like maybe one or two people that I reached out to just trying to get any kind of, you know, help with anything like that, where they're just like, nah, figure it out on your own. But like, everybody helps each other. Like that's how we got to know Justin was. I was like, "Hey dude, I love your show. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing and I need help." And he's like, "Sure, yeah." And then all of a sudden the next thing you know, we're talking and, you know, back and forth, and then we do a three-part episode on the Westies with him. And to this day, one of my favorite episodes we've ever recorded.
Justin is an amazing human being.
Yeah.
He's just a great guy. I'm thankful. I met him, and I can get her on your show too. I met her through a mutual friend named Cisco, and she's in the paranormal. She does the stuff. She does Journey Through the Gate, great podcast. And I'm telling you, it is a good community. You get some really good people there. So, you know, and
yeah,
meeting Justin was a great thing. I mean, it's like a connecting with someone that you've known your entire life. He's the coolest freaking guy on the planet.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again, and Justin's gonna laugh his ass off. I'm like, I got interviewed with him that when I did that alien stuff, and I said, I was getting my brakes done. I said, brakes, $300. pads, $250. Knowing you're gonna be on a great podcast, Mysterious Circumstances with Justin Rimmel. And knowing that 15,000 women want to climb him like a tree.
And he's going to hear this, too. And he's going
to
laugh.
Oh, it is. God, I just look at his. I swear to God, he comes up all the time. He's talking all this stuff. His whole entire Facebook feed is these extremely attractive women.
Yeah.
And they all want to climb that boy like a tree.
Yep.
I mean, I don't have that luck whatsoever. No, I never did.
Dude, it took me long enough to convince one woman that I was charming, so it's like, yeah, I'm going to stick with this one.
I think half the time he does it on purpose. He has, like, those photos that, like, you know, smoking
all cancer and shit, smoking a cigarette, and you're like, damn, okay.
You know, he is one of the realest persons you'll ever meet. He's a real great guy, and it's just the fact, I have another friend like that. I literally saw a woman walk into a marble pillar checking him out. And I'm like, dude, she just walked into a marble pillar checking you out. And it's hysterical. I never had that luck. I don't know what it's like. You know,
no, it's like then you got guys like us that have to get away with personality and being funny and shit, you know?
Yeah.
That or, you know, like, you like ice cream, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But
like, listen, I can cook, so you know, you might want to keep me around a little bit.
You know what's amazing, and I know I'm doing this on your show, and I apologize, but it's the truth. Justin researches stuff, and he comes up with some serious stuff that's just so good that other people that are investigators go, "Ooh, I didn't think of that angle. Can we talk?"
Oh, or you have there was I believe it was this Billy the Kid episode.
Yes.
This is kind of where I first ran into him. Was I there was another show that I was listening to where I listened to his Billy the Kid series and I was like, that was really good. And then I shit you not, 2 weeks later, this other show comes out with the Billy the Kid series, and it was almost word for word his. And I hit him on Facebook. It's like, dude, you may want to check these guys out. They are legitimately stealing your shit word for word.
Yep.
He goes, no way. And I sent him a link to it. He goes, this motherfucker. So I was like, yep.
You don't understand. I listen, you know, because I listen to a variety of different things, not just paranormal stuff, being the, you know, people like, but you're investigating. I'm like, I know. I also breathe, yeah, you know.
Exactly. And, it's like, you got to get away from it once in a while. You know?
I'm listening to a show and the guy's revealing a story and it's my partner's story. And I'm like, really? Dude, this dude just stole your story. So he sends it. He goes, not only did he steal it, he didn't even fucking tell it right. And he started ripping this guy a new rectum. But this is what's so great about Justin. He is just spot on about his stuff. I love I love the way he approaches stuff. And I can't listen to everybody's podcast because everybody's always wanting, you hear the episode? I'm like, listen, I have two kids. And I've got to get shit done during the day.
Right.
I can't, you know, if I walk around with headphones on, my wife will kill me.
Yeah. <know? laughs> That's where I get lucky, but, is like what I do for work. If I generally, if I'm working by myself, I can get in, you know, 7 to 8 hours of podcasting a day, you know.
And oh, that's fine, because then you can get your stuff done. But this, like, I have to deal, you know, I work with my wife. We do screen printing and branding and,
oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff and hats and the whole thing, customized stuff like that. So I'm doing a lot of the artwork, if not all of it. And it's always, it has to be explained, and I'm fine with it. But it's like, if I had my headset on, she'd go nuts.
Yeah.
So it couldn't work. But yeah, I listen to people's stuff, but I hate that. And there's a ton of people these days, they're stealing everybody's stuff.
Yeah.
Blatantly stealing it. They don't give a damn.
I do a lot of true crime stuff, and I like, if I have to see another show come out and be like, hey, so we're going to do an episode about Ted Bundy, I'm going to jump off the roof of my house. Like, yeah, find somebody thing. Different, you know, find, you know, somebody what? You nobody's ever heard of. Cause those are the ones that have done the worst shit, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's
just cause they don't have brand recognition. Doesn't mean you can't cover them. You know,
it's very interesting. We came back to my neighborhood one time, this is years ago. And as I'm coming back on the highway, there's cops everywhere. There's tents up. There's lights in this one area. And then we drive up to my little neck of the woods. And as I'm, you know, coming, walk across the street, this cop's coming up a one-way street the wrong way. And they're all over, like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, none of your business. And they're driving around. And so I have a lot of friends that are in the police department. And I know the guy that was number three in the city. And I come to find out I'm near a bridge. On the other side of the bridge, they found a naked woman that was murdered.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
In a pose with rose petals around her.
Oh.
So they had a serial killer on the loose.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, that's serial killers are fun.
I wonder if that was I don't think that was the Long Island serial killer, because he was just like,
no.
He was a dude just like with a backpack. That's the only thing they could really pin to him, was like, oh, it's a, you know, a guy with a backpack. He's like, well, I mean, I've been to New York City a couple of times, and you just described a bunch of people.
Yeah, well,
you know, that, everybody's got a fucking backpack.
That case on Long Island with all the bodies in Long Island that they had, and they also had bodies that were similar markings in near Atlantic City. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever solved. My old boss and I used to always talk about serial killers, and there's a really weird respect to these individuals because they're so freaking smart.
Yeah.
And the only reason why they get caught is because they want to get caught.
Yep. Because a lot of the time, if the police work is better, they'd catch them a lot faster. But especially back in the 70s and 80s, where nobody shared any of that information with each other. And they're like, we want to be the ones to get him, so we'll let him keep killing people there instead. So who cares about that? They'll figure it out, you know?
Well, they had something here where there was a guy that was kind of doing the, who's a Zodiac killer, but like Zodiac 2.0, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Different, not the California guy. He was in New York killing people. He was writing letters for years, and they killed a bunch of people. And
was that maybe the alphabet killer, the guy where ever like the victims had first and last name were AA, like AA, then a BB, then a CC, I think.
I don't know if it was that.
That was up towards guy. Poughkeepsie, I think.
Yeah, there was another guy, and he was in the city. And basically, you know, there was a guy signed to the case, whatever. And years went by, and like nothing ever happened. The guy kind of like cooled his jets. He stopped doing whatever. And then there was something that was taking place. And this is actually really close to where I live right now. And basically what happened was the guy that was the serial killer was complaining to somebody and wrote a letter complaining about something going on.
Oh, with other
community members. He wrote a letter. He sent it to the police, contacted the police, say, hey, can you please investigate X, Y, and Z? And the old cop that was on that Zodiac case was walking past this cop's desk, and he saw, you know, he looked at these letters that this guy used to write all day. He knew him like by heart. He goes, where'd you get that? And he goes, this guy sent it in. He filed the complaint. They arrested him. Who was the guy?
Jeez.
Yep. Because wow. The guy was complaining about something and went to the police. How much of an idiot can you be?
They're dumb. Like BTK did the same thing. Like, well, if I send out all this information on a floppy disk, that can't be, you know, that can't be traced, can it? They're like, no, definitely not. You should send us this stuff.
You should stop on. You know, hand deliver it. Yeah, exactly.
Make sure you leave thumbprints on there. We can't do anything with those either.
I think the only other. Only other worst thing with a podcast is if you do a podcast on a serial killer, and then all of a sudden you hear a bigger podcast that does one, and
they do less research into it.
And you're like, more people will download this and think it's the greatest. Well, but
name recognition, buddy. It's a show that, where they make $200,000 a month on Patreon. So
that does happen, unfortunately, but. You know what? Who knows? You guys may get picked up. You know, a lot of people from all these different, you know, TV shows pick this stuff up. You may get tapped for something else. So
hey, that's
it never. It happens. I mean, it's luck of the draw. But you know, getting back to this thing, I got a bunch of guests. I have a really great guest that does hoodoo and hoodoo magic in Santeria, and she's. An amazing writer of books. I could bring up you. I mean, I got my buddy Al. You should get him on. We got Ron Murphy. I mean, I got a ton of people. So let's hook up on fake book.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Or even their rates for Instagram or wherever. Facebook it is,
prison.
Yeah, I'm on my fourth Facebook account because I kept getting down for, you know. Oh. I had a 7-day on one. Started another one, got a 30-day there, got my original one back, and that one, I got another 30-day, got it back, and then
it got stolen,
so I was like, shit.
I think I had like 3 weeks, I had 30 days, then I had 3 weeks off, then I got another 30 days the other day. It is what it is.
But. It's weird. It's strangely peaceful not having to, you know, looking at your phone for 30 seconds. I was like, wait, I have all these books. I know how to read.
Yeah,
it's that, it's Twitter porn, it's whatever's available. But yeah, no, I don't even go on Facebook too much anymore. Anyhow, I just go on. I'll promote my podcast, or I'll throw something up there. You know, like some meme, like 5 more boosters till Christmas, and then I'll come back and you know, if people tag me and stuff, I tell them don't tag me in anything, because I mean you can, you know. But if you're looking for me to get a quick response to you, it's not going to happen.
Kevin of us, Kevin's the, you know, the more chatterbox-ish with everybody, and I'm just kind of like the, you know, a little more reserved back. I know. I mean, I'll respond. Gunman. Yeah. you know, I try. You know, I mean. But, I don't know. I don't put myself out there as much, you know.
No, it's fine. You know what? Social media has its place, and it's good for promotion, and if you get some fans, and it's great to connect when, you know, when you get people that, you know, I've got people that through third parties, like I've done other interviews with people like, dude, I've gotten some people, they love that episode. I'm like, great, you know, if I can help people out. If I'm very, my buddy my buddy loves me because I literally make jokes about everything, you know, and because, you know, I'm a little bit more comical. I think you got to be entertaining to be on a show, you know.
I think so too.
and I think it's more fun when you're talking to people to have fun doing it. So that's where I came up with. I told him we do this thing one day a month. We'll do a live stream to review all our, you know, what we're doing in our group, like, you know, Bronxville Paranormal, New York City UFO Project. And I said, you know what, the next ghost hunting group I'm starting, I'm going to start, and the acronym has to be TITS. You know, and it just came out. It was like, you know, that's what we got to do, and I did. So it's just the way it is. Pardon the expression, folks. Yes, I do. I'll wash my mouth out with soap in a few minutes.
No. Don't worry about it. We have a bunch of sick bastards that listen to our stuff.
I don't know what you said, but they've definitely heard worse on our show.
I mean, we've got people that'll probably comment on the thing, be like, listen, you just said tits. It's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So anyway, so we'll just wrap this up. So you want to plug your stuff once again for us, just so that, you know, everybody that may have, you know, heard it before, didn't catch it, actually.
If anybody needs to get in touch with me, I'm on Facebook or social media. I have a couple podcasts. I do Inside the Goblin Universe. It's on every podcaster you can get, if you want to find it. And I also do another show called Nobo Boomies, which stands for Nobody But Me. You can see me on the Travel Channel Discovery Plus in a couple of episodes of Into the Unknown, and
just added that to my thing too.
Alien Invasion Hudson Valley, I was in that, and I just got another gig, so we're filming next week.
Nice.
For another show. But yeah, I'm available if you have any questions or comments or you want to curse me out, you know, just hit me up on social media.
No curses though.
Yeah, you know, no, not curses, yeah. But, you know.
You swear at him, just don't, you know.
Yeah, swearing, like, you know.
The rest of that shit to yourself.
The F-bomb.
Yeah, and, I mean, it was great to have you on.
I would love to have you back on again, you know, at some point, you know.
Anytime.
It was a blast, You know,
I could talk about, I mean, my wife's like, you talk to everybody. I'm like, look, I know a lot of stuff. And people just freaked out the fact that I know a lot of stuff, but I'll talk about anything and I'll be back on anytime. It's been a pleasure, guys.
Oh, it's been great.
Another great connection. Let's hook up on social media. It makes it easier to, you know, get to each other instead of like, I'm going to text you now.
For sure.
You know, it just works out great. But yeah, and we're going to figure out a time to get you on my show. We'll just talk about how you guys got started, and we'll just do the same thing we're doing here and just have fun.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Oh, yes. Maybe we'll drag Rimmelin on it too.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, why not? We'll have a round table.
Ooh.
Like not that. A bad idea. Cow like chicken, it. Good or bad? Go.
Hard.
Yeah. You can't do it.
You can. It's just you gotta have a lot of
leverage.
You know.
Leverage.
Leverage and it. Just go, you know. Good old fashioned, you know, go get them attitude.
Uh-huh.
It's not an easy thing to do. You spend more time falling on your ass than you do putting, you know, tipping cows over.
Yeah.
Oh, you definitely do. And you have to drink a lot when you're doing it because it makes it a little bit easier.
Would probably help. The one time I tried, we were pretty sober, but you know, we were idiots in high school. But we also used to like sneak into cornfields and steal ears of corn and like whip them out into traffic, but
that's not a bad idea.
Again, you know, hey, this is what happens when you live in a town with like, you know, 1,200 people in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody knows your name.
Welcome to the middle of nowhere.
Is that Kevin Childs, right? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's son of a bitch that ran out of my cornfield with a gym bag full of corn, and then, you know.
Or you do
75 years later, I shucked. Yeah.
What is it? The scarecrow? You put anatomically correct stuff on them.
Whatever.
Whatever.
That's how it goes,
right?
Hey, things happen.
Yep. Well, you know. Guys, it's been great. I appreciate it. And
absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Anytime you need me, I'm here.
All right.
You got it. This is a lot of fun. I appreciate you coming on.
Yes, I thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin and Kevin.
Yes. And, you have a great night. Rest of at least once. Yes.
All right. You
have a good one.
You too. Bye.
We'll be right back.